JMI Wealth Friday morning, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Geez, old Adrian's a bit of exercise yesterday, wasn't he?
Well, yes. So this is Reserve Bank Governor Adrian Orr, who spoke yesterday at what was the Waikato University Economics Forum, which, by the way, looked like quite a comprehensive event, and I must put that in the calendar for next year. Although from the reporting you could be forgiven for thinking he was talking about housing, he was actually talking about the policy lessons from the whole year. But I do acknowledge there was always going to be heightened interest in any comments around housing, given the recent exchange of letters between the Minister of Finance and the Governor and that subsequent modification of the Reserve Bank objectives, that language now including reference to house prices and government policy on housing. Now, Governor Orr referred to the effect that monetary policy has had on asset prices, and not just in New Zealand, but globally. So in the case of housing, obviously, it directly impacts those who own assets, but it also indirectly affects others through the subsequent increase in economic activity and jobs. He pointed out that asset price appreciation isn't restricted to just houses. Share markets have risen too. But Mike, he did talk about the other determinants to house prices, the other factors, and he pointed to supply being the most significant determinant. And that was within a mosaic, Mike, a tableau, a tapestry of other factors affecting house. Actually, well, he didn't say mosaic tableau. That was just me. But there's a whole lot of things that affect house prices and affordability. You can't just pick on one factor. When he talked about the new government policy objective, he made a couple of points. First one, it's considered under the financial stability policy. And then there were some very interesting words. He said that this will require, and this is his words, a collective understanding of what sustainable house prices actually means. And I think that's a very key point, because we haven't actually decided that.
Correct.
And we don't actually know what is a sustainable house price increase. And he also said, having regard to, how those words, having regard to, fits into, you know, the broader monetary policy mandate. So I think we have to accept the RBNZ can't move this needle in the short term, and I think the public need to understand that, that they can't just move it and change the house price.
No, there are no magic bullets, no magic answers. We've said that for a very long time. Synlait Milk, so they're another one who's got trouble working out what's going on.
Yeah, so yesterday, so let's talk about the NZX quickly. Yesterday, the spotlight fell on Synlait. They gave a guidance update. But if you wind the lens a bit more, Mike, there's a theme here of sort of previous market darlings, market favourites coming under a bit of pressure. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, so far this year, that share price has fallen from a high of over $35 to $28. And these market darlings, some of the movement in these market darlings has contributed to the poor relative performance of the NZX 50 recently. A2 share price got hit hard following their recent result and guidance. Now, let's talk about Synlait, though. Synlait is a milk production company, in particular involved in the production of infant milk formula. It's had dramas over the plant build down in Pocono around the consents behind that. But unfortunately, bad news in other areas continues for Synlait. They updated some forward guidance yesterday. Now, this follows negative guidance released in late December. Back then, it projected annual net profit would be half of the 2020 result. And yesterday, they said that that lower guidance would not be achieved either. So a downgrade on top of a downgrade. That's not good.
No, it is not.
No, strong influence from A2 on Synlait, because they produce for A2. So A2's had the problem with the Daigou activity. That affects Synlait. A2 have also just bought Mataura Valley Milk Company. So the speculation now that A2 will go for the old vertical integration, and that will take production volume off Synlait. They raised some money before Christmas. Share price down 10% yesterday.
Give me some numbers.
Oh, and my food bag's listening today, Mark. Just quickly, keep an eye out for that. 31,372 on the Dow. It's up 106.35%. S&P 500, 3842, up 21, about 0.57%. And the Nasdaq's been bouncing up and down all day. It's down very small at the moment at 13,000 exactly. The FTSE 100, 6650, down 25. The Nikkei got smacked yesterday, down 628 points, 2%, 28930. Shanghai Composite also down 2%, 3503. The ASX 200 down 57, 6760, and the NZX 50 down another 1% yesterday, 135 points, 12,224. The currency's not much change from yesterday on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.7266 against the US, 0.9308 Aussie, 0.6033 Euro, 0.5191 pounds. 78.18 yen. Gold $1,715, just hovering above the 1,700 mark. And Brent crude had a pop higher, Mike, $67.42.
Jeez. Yep. Taking the 5 litre supercharged into the country today,
well,
Andrew.
There you go. That'll be costly.
It's an expensive business. Food bag well subscribed?
Yes, very well subscribed. However, there's always a saying on the IPOs, if you get everything you want, you probably didn't want everything you got. So people were scaled back. We will see.
Okay, mate. Have a good one. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher at jmiwealth.co.nz.